Cool. So grateful to be able to do another one of these devotionals with you guys. To my coaches, man, I'm just so grateful for what y'all do. So grateful that for a lot of you guys, y'all allow me to walk alongside you as you do it. Always hoping that it's benefiting you well. I'm not just getting in your way. But with that being said, man, still thinking through this concept of leadership. Been loving walking through Solomon in my own personal life. And we all will kind of remember Solomon for how he ended his life, but some folks will kind of forget where he began. And this idea of leadership looking more like, hey, understanding our purpose and then actually making sure we're equipped, being we have what we need in order to fulfill that purpose, but also that we're equipping others. Some of the greatest leaders are those who are equipping others to fulfill what really God's called them to do. When I think of those who have invested in me over time, whether that be one of my youth pastors when I was a teenager, like most of your students, his name is P7, he's in Tampa, Florida right now. So if he ever sees this video, hey man, I'm always grateful. This guy named Josh Ray when I moved to Charleston, South Carolina. This guy named Eric Clark when I was in school in Beaufort, South Carolina. This great guy named Chip Robertson and Bishop Alfred Jefferson when I got done with school, right? And the list goes on. But when I think of what made these guys incredible leaders, and a lot of them were preachers, but I had some incredible coaches too. What made them incredible leaders is they used little moments to equip me with more than just understanding how I messed up. They equipped me to understand how I can do things in a way that honors God, right? And so as I'm looking through Solomon and getting back to that story that we talked about last week, Solomon comes to God and God wakes him up calls him in a dream. He comes to God and he's like, man, Lord, if I could ask for anything, give me the wisdom to lead your people, right? And when Solomon does this, God's response is nothing but, man, okay, I think he's getting it. And God says in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 10, it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for wisdom, right? Asked this. And God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of the enemy of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding, discernment to what is right. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I will give you a wise and discerning mind so that none like you has been before and none like you shall arise after. We teach, coach, mentor a lot of students, even kids, for us to have kids. And their biggest thing they see from an influential standpoint is, hey, how do I be successful, right? There's never a heart of service, at least naturally. There's never a heart of how can I lead others? It is how can I get above the pack? And when God sees that Solomon's request was not for his own benefit, right, but was for the benefit of God's people, was for the benefit of the purpose that he was given on this earth, what God says is, hey man, I'm not only going to give you what you asked for, I'm going to equip you with a little bit more for what you're going to need down the road, right? Some people will look at this text and will think, hey man, okay, God just blessed him. But really what God did is he drew out of him and he equipped him with what he needed to lead God's people. Because if we look in the verses before, and you guys can check it out when you get some time, in verses 8 and 9, literally Solomon starts his request with, just like our students, hey man, yeah, I ain't got much, but you know, see what happened was. He starts this request with demeaning himself, and what God does.